Blue economy. The government has been urged to scale up investments in the blue economy sector to spur economic growth and boost the country's revenue base. Kisumu Deputy Governor, DG, Dr. Matthew Zawili, said Kenya stands to reap big from the sector, which is largely underexploited if proper measures are taken. Zawili said riparian counties in the lake region and the coast can become some of the biggest contributors to the country's gross domestic product, GDP, if the blue economy and aquatic resources are exploited. The DG noted that so far Nairobi County contributed about 28% of the country's GDP, with the counties of Kisumu and Mombasa, which are endowed with huge aquatic resources, contributing less than 5% each. Speaking during the opening of the second Aquatic Resources and Blue Economy Conference, ARBEC, in Kisumu, Zawili lauded the government for the renewed focus on the sector, adding that a lot more needs to be done to unlock the sector's full potential. However, the DG decried the slow pace at which blue economy projects were being implemented, while calling on the state agencies involved to move with speed for members of the public to benefit from the initiatives. He pointed out the Shush 3 billion Kabonyo Kanyagwal fish project in Kisumu, commissioned by President Dr. William Ruto last year, saying the progress was slow. KMFRO CEO Professor James Njeri, left, Kisumu Deputy Governor Dr. Matthew Zawili, second left, Nyanza Regional Commissioner Flora Moroa, in uniform, and KMFRI Board Chairman John Safari, right. Photos by Chris Mahandara. Other projects which are set to open up blue economy activities in the region, including the fish landing sites, were also behind schedule. I would like to thank the president for investing Shush 1.5 billion in the blue economy sector in this region, but we are a bit concerned about the absorption rate and we are hoping that something will be done, he said. Kisumu, he added, has benefited from a number of national government projects, which present huge opportunities for the blue economy sector. He also cited the revamped Kisumu Port, Marine School and the newly established Kenya Shipyards Limited, calling for stakeholder engagements to see how best the facilities can be utilized to boost economic development. At the same time, the DG called for the organization of an investment conference, specifically targeting the blue economy to fast-track the process. On his part, KMFRI Board Chairman John Safari Mumba said the country stands to reap big from the sector, especially in maritime. Safari said the focus has been on fish and fisheries, adding that a lot more opportunities exist under the waters, which should now attract the attention of the government to harness the sector's full potential. KMFRI, he said, has the capacity to spearhead the activities, urging the government to allocate the agency more resources to conduct research and develop a roadmap towards harnessing the unexploited resources. Nyanza Regional Commissioner, RC, Flora Moroa said the government was on course to maximize aquatic resources in the area to spur economic growth. Construction of fish landing sites along Lake Victoria was ongoing, with the Homa Bay Pier nearing completion, she added. Additionally, security had been beefed up within the lake to control illegal fishing and smuggling of counterfeit goods. A multi-agency team had equally been established with representatives from Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania to map the boundaries within the water body to tame cases of fishermen being harassed. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago, and what we want to do is to clearly identify the borders within the lake so that our fishermen can know and we can also be able to properly carry out surveillance, she said. Kenya Marine and Fisheries Research Institute, KMFRI, Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Professor James Njeri said the conference, which brought together researchers, universities, national and county government agencies from Kenya and other parts of the world, will offer a platform to exchange knowledge and at the same time offer science-based solutions to problems affecting the blue economy sector. Meanwhile, pollution was one of the biggest challenges facing the sector, including the plastics menace, which is posing a great danger to both human and aquatic life. It is estimated that by the year 2050, we are going to have more plastics in our waters than fish. Therefore, we must find ways of dealing with this menace, said Njeri. The problem was biggest at the coast compared to the lake region. However, KMFRI has come up with a mobile application to help manage the waste. Through the app, communities living around the two water bodies are able to know where to deposit the used plastics, which are then collected and recycled into other products. We are also creating awareness so that our people know the dangers of plastics and how they can join the campaign, added Professor Njeri.